Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. I would encourage you from the book of Genesis chapter 32 verses 24 to 28. And it's a beautiful passage of scripture that you can see on that post. It says that, but Jacob stayed apart by himself, and a man wrestled with him until dawn broke. When the man saw that he couldn't defeat Jacob, he grabbed Jacob's thigh and tore a muscle in Jacob's thigh as he wrestled with him. The man said, "Let me go because the dawn is breaking." But Jacob said, "I won't let you go until you bless me." He said to Jacob, "What's your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name won't be Jacob any longer, but Israel, because you struggled with God and with men and won." Hallelujah. What a brilliant passage of scripture, my dear brothers and sisters. It's so important for us to understand that when a man has crept along for years in conventional Christianity, suddenly zooms into a spiritual alertness, becomes aggressive in the battle of the Lord, and has a quenchless zeal for the lost, there is a reason for it, right? But we are so subnormal these days that the normal New Testament experience seems abnormal. The secret of this jet-propelled man we have just mentioned is that somewhere he has had, a Jacob-like wrestlings with God and has come out stripped, but also strengthened by the Holy Ghost. My dear brothers and sisters, there are two indispensable factors to successful Christian living. They are vision and passion. Men battle mountainous seas of human, carnal criticism and storm the flinty heights of devilish opposition to plant the cross of Christ amidst the habitations of cruelty. Why? Because they have caught a vision and have contracted a passion. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to have that kind of an experience like Jacob had. He was converted. He was a nominal Christian. He had that inheritance of his father Abraham's blessing. But nevertheless, he wanted to have his own personal encounter. And that's what happened with him. He had the encounter. He came out limping, but he came out strengthened in the Holy Ghost. His name as a cheater was changed to a name of Israel that meant having power with God and power with man. Isn't that amazing? He came out winning the battle. My dear brothers and sisters, today is the day as we continue fasting and praying that say, "Lord, we want to have Jacob-like experience with you." But it takes time. It takes effort. It takes your secret closet. It takes your private time. It takes you to get engaged in the things of God, in the prayer of God, in having that wrestling with God so that you'll come out victorious. God wants to bless you, but he wants to see that how much zeal and passion you have to seek him. And today, if you diligently seek him, I promise you, you will not be the same, but you will be changed with a brand new name, with a brand new character, with a brand new blessing, with a brand new future that you have never yet experienced the glorious power of God in your life. So today is the day that we will enter into the presence of God and come out with the power of the Holy Ghost, ready to change nations for the glory of Jesus. Are you there with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to, oh Father God, experience you in such a fashion that you will raise up an army of God. You will raise up men of prayer, men of passion, men and women of honor, men and women of valor, men and women who will never, oh Lord God Almighty, get sidetracked or backtracked or backslidden, but men and women who will persuade God, who will pursue God, and who will move forward in the realm of the Spirit, in the power of the Holy Ghost, conquering the nations, taking over the lands. And Father God, Lord, planting that cross of Christ in those regions where the name of Christ has never been mentioned. I pray even today, you will bless your people, O Father. Encourage your people. Empower your people, O Lord. Bless your people. And let the name of Jehovah be glorified. Like Jacob, they'll come out reformed with a new name, with a new power, with new vision, with new passion, that Jesus will be magnified. I pray for your people, bless them as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, that the blessings of Jehovah will be their portion. You will keep them from any and every appearance of evil and enlarge their territory. The ones who are suffering with any kind of sickness or disease, I take authority over every demonic power, every demon of infirmity, and I cast the demons out in Jesus' name. And I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, because, Lord, sickness and disease does not come from God. It comes from Satan. It comes from the pit of hell. And therefore, we reject it, we rebuke it, we cast it out in Jesus' name. And I send forth healing to flow into your people in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great big and a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.